from KQED.
The TV show Glee has given high school drama geeks their turn in the spotlight. But despite the best of intentions, most high school plays are, in fact, shall we say, unspectacular. But high-quality student theater has been making a comeback in an unlikely place, Oakland's public schools. That's thanks to an infusion of professional talent and one very dedicated teacher. Reporter Sarah Bernard has the story.
Got a dream, they come to share.
The 27 actors in Oakland Technical High School's spring play are hard at work rehearsing American Night, the Ballad of Juan Jose. It's a recent play by Richard Montoya of the Chicano performance troupe Culture Clash. It depicts a Mexican immigrant's feverish dream as he studies for his U.S. citizenship exam and explores the dark parts of American history.
All right, we really tore through Manzanar. I'm very proud of you guys last time. We're doing great.
I don't really like how we get called high school theater. You know, we do productions.
Senior Jacob Moore plays two roles this spring, Jesus and a Japanese game show host. The performance will include 78 different characters, several musical numbers, and choreographed dances.
5, 6, 7, 8, kiss, hold hands.
That's like one thing that ever since the first show we did, I was just like, just a high school play? No, this is a lot.
It's challenging material. We often are putting the PG-13 rating on our posters because that's who these students are and what they're really dealing with.
Only about a third of Oakland's students have access to any kind of arts education at all. And when drama teacher Jessa Bree Marino arrived at Oakland Tech 8 years ago, the school's 900-seat auditorium was being used for storage.
The auditorium at that time would flood every time it rained, and there are a bunch of old broken seats.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
But a few years ago, the American High School Theater Festival named the program here one of the top 50 in the country. Marina and her students traveled to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. The troupe gets high praise from professional directors and actors.
You don't go in with the expectation that these young guys are going to do what they do.
Actor Michael Torres chairs the theater department at Oakland's Laney College, and he works with some of Marino's former students.
It's like watching a show in many other different places that are professional. It's special, you know, what's happening there. It's not normal.
Clear the decks of my SS Utah, Johnny!
Staying on top means bringing in local professionals to help coach the students. It means trying new things, like 99 Years, a play the students wrote themselves about the history of Oakland Tech. It means, basically, taking risks.
I keep saying, this is the one that's going to get me fired. No, this was the one, and it hasn't happened yet.
Did you guys all do that? Measurements today. Please make sure you've seen Jake, otherwise you may not have a costume.
And that's probably because the program has been so successful, and not only at Oakland Tech. A few years ago, when Marina was one of the only drama teachers left in the district, she wrote a grant to train 10 English and history teachers in theater techniques.
You know, they say that creative thought and critical thinking skills are the most lacking right now in education. And I think theater is a place where that meaning all comes together and you can make use of it.
Now, Marino spends each morning at the district office developing curriculum that'll bring theater arts into every classroom. Senior Jacob Moore.
Before I lived here, when I didn't have theater, my GPA was below a 1. And then I got into reading and working and, you know, learning, because that's what you have to do to be in theater. You have to learn a lot about everything in the play. So I just kind of got into doing work. It really built a lot of that integrity. And now I'm like a 3.5 GPA, which is really weird for me, because that's never happened before.
Senior Anna Ortiz has been acting for the past 2 years.
When I talk, like, as in me, like, in front of a group of people, I get kind of shy. And then, like, when I start talking, I get red. And I hate that. And when I'm on stage, that doesn't happen. Like, I get nervous, but, like, I let, like, my character go. And it's, like, it's not me. It's my characters.
We didn't cross the border crossed us.
Teacher Jessa Bree Marino says her students also see the benefits of theater outside of school.
In theater, we do breathing exercises for warm-up. And I had a student come to me 1 year and say, a guy pulled a gun on me in the bus, And I used my breathing techniques, and I swear it saved my life. And so I think that I get to witness the saving of student lives in my daily work, which is such a gift. That's immense. Right? There's nothing more than that, really.
American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose, premieres at Oakland Technical High School this weekend. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Bernard in Oakland.